Yakov Smirnov. Okay, here we are. Great guy. Okay. All right, baby. All right.
Hi. Hi. My name is Yakov Smirnov. I am a comedian from Russia. Thank you very much. I want to explain to you what happened to that airplane. I am actually from Russia. I was born there, grew up there, worked as a comedian out there. What surprises me, American people don't know we have comedy in Russia. We have comedians. They're there. They're dead. They're there. It's very hard to do comedy in Soviet Union. You have to write out all your material and you send it to Department of Jokes. I'm not making this up. They send it back to you censored. You have to stay with the script. You cannot improvise. If someone heckles you from the audience, you can't say like, your mother wears army boots. Because she probably does. And she will hurt you. Good thing about doing comedy in Russia, you have captured audience. They're not going anywhere. You gotta be very selective, very careful with what jokes you say. If you say like, take my wife, please, you get home, she's gone. I realized that I wanted to get out of Russia. It's not easy to get out because you apply for a visa, but they give you MasterCard. Yeah. There are no things like American Express, they give you Russian Express. Don't leave home. Finally, I got an answer, get out. And I'm my first stop in America was in Cleveland, Ohio. Anybody from Cleveland by chance? Anybody? They made me feel at home in Cleveland, so I had to escape again. Now, I make fun of Cleveland because everybody makes fun of Cleveland. Is that correct? I mean, every country has one city people make fun of. In Russia, we used to make fun of Cleveland. Then I got to New York. New York was great. I walked out of the airplane. I saw my name written. Big letters. Smirnov. America loves Smirnov. I said to myself, what a country. I didn't speak English. It was hard. You know, everybody was telling me different things to do. You know, people would say, you're going to learn pidgin English first and you'll be fine. So I used to go to parks. And I learned... Then I learned how to crop on windshields. A friend of mine said, I quit smoking cold turkey. Whatever makes you happy. What do you smoke now, ham? I was reading newspaper. The ad in the paper said, big sale last week. Now, why advertise? I already missed it. They're just rubbing it in. Another ad in the paper said, we guarantee our furniture and we stand behind it for 6 months. That's the reason I left Soviet Union. I don't want people behind my furniture. I was in Nashville, Tennessee. That screwed me up completely. Those people check your hearing constantly. You come back, you hear. I heard it. I was working there in Nashville, and the club owner was a very nice guy, kind of a little weird, showed me around Nashville, showed me his farm. And he played practical joke on me. He let me milk his bull. Now, I learned something. You milk this animal once, you have a friend for life. He was following me around, going, you come back, you hear? It's amazing. Certain things, I mean, but it's great to be in this country. You have freedoms, you know, you can say anything you want, you can do whatever you want. Certain freedoms I had no idea about. I walked in the store, first time I saw this box. It says, new freedom. And I said to myself, what a country. Freedom in a box. I bought 15 of them. If any of you need some, I still have it. I had no idea what those things were, but super maxi. I figured I should get as much freedom as possible. And I would write letters to my friends in Russia. I would put those things in envelope. I figured they should enjoy some freedom too. Then I read it says sanitary napkins. I would put those things on the tables. I thought those are good napkins. They were expensive. And people would go, yeah. But nobody would want to tell me what those things are. People don't like to talk about this. I thought they're like knee pads. Then I thought they're like headbands. Here I am wearing this stuff in the gym. People coming over going, you look good. What the hell are you wearing? I don't do it anymore. I buy Stay Free. Thank you very much. Being wonderful. Thank you.
Yanko Shrunov. Okay, pretty good, huh?
More like radio, less like crap.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
A picture of it. And I said, Mitch, look, she's talking to a black guy. What are you going to do about her bra? And he goes, oh, yeah, she likes black guys when she does. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
So he goes, would your dad be mad if you brought home a black guy? I'm like, I mean, I
this
date...
totally hitting on you.
I was like, I mean, I dated a half Mexican once.
Like, that's the same... You're so racist.
So then they were talking about Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I was like, we have lots of Black Lives Matter riots up there.
Riot.
No, we have a lot of riots up here. And he goes, well, that's because Black Lives do matter. I'm like, yeah, but riots don't.
So
take some balls to say that.
Yeah. Sherry gets away with whatever she wants. She's so little and like
adorable.
You know, yeah. She's an adorable white girl. She can say whatever she wants and no one can do anything.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Show the new year. You're listening to Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780 if you want to get in touch with us. Or go to morelikeradio.com/live if you would like to join in on the chat room and see our pretty faces in the video and all kinds of fun stuff like that. Do we have a video player going on in the chat room? I don't see it. Unless
hit refresh, big guy.
I am Joel Dutchman. We're going to end that voice you just heard. Is Royce, I don't have a middle name, Lopez.
Van Wingerden. Hi.
Dan Lopez.
Yep. We also have Marie Antoinette Lopez.
No, that's not the middle part.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Well, first show of the new year, we're already fucking it up.
We have Mitch the Bitch. Kyle, I forgot your last name perhaps.
That's been my nickname since the third grade.
So original, Dutch.
Sherry Dalai Lama.
Hey.
That was pretty original, right?
Yes.
And Johnny Cake Sanzeri.
The K is silent.
Oh, and my girlfriend, Kelsey Brooke Thompson.
Woo-woo!
So, again, like I said, numbers 954-573-2780. You want to get in touch with the show. So much to talk about. Bust. Yeah. We finally got back from that. How was you guys' drive?
Well, who are you asking first?
Let's go with you.
Well, the 17-hour drive back was fabulous because this time, So for those new listeners, and maybe there's a bunch of new listeners because maybe your New Year's resolution was I'm going to listen to more podcasts. So you're listening to us. So.
It's a stupid resolution.
You know what's a stupid resolution? Your face. So,
nailed him.
Thanks. I'm just tired still from the car ride.
We're tired from 2 days ago driving home. Yeah. 17 hours is the longest drive ever.
Aw.
So we went to Brand. By we, we mean the couples on the show, Dutch and Kelsey, and Sherry and Mitch, and myself and Marie went to Branson, Missouri for New Year's.
Family friendly fun.
Right.
Aww. If I saw another sign that said, what was the words they kept using? They kept using family fun.
Jubilee.
Jubilee.
Jubilee, bro. Hey.
Dixie Stampede.
No. They were. What was the other one they had? Adventure. So all these like signs when you drive into this town.
Amazing and exciting.
Sterling. Sorry.
Oh, you're pointing out. Okay. Yeah, Sterling's on camera. Anyways, so we
He's licking Sherry's face.
Here's the thing. We're trying to do a show, Sherry.
Doggy.
You can't have a cute doggy look at your face. It ruins it.
Who's the cute girl? Is this or he barks?
The girl.
I said to he. Who's a good boy?
He's a good boy.
But anyways, wait, should we talk? We'll talk about the drive back later. I know I opened with that, but let's just talk about us getting there. So you guys, you know, had a trek from Florida. You guys went, you know, through Texas, the scenic route.
No, we didn't do Texas.
Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee. Sorry.
Well, what we did was on the way there, we're like, you know, we don't want to get there super late. So if we do a 17-hour drive, we're going to basically waste the day when you guys are there early. So we were like, well, fuck it. Let's for a couple days, let's stay. And we stopped halfway. Now we're coming from Orlando, Florida, to Branson, Missouri. So we stopped halfway in more than halfway in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And we got a cabin there, which was really nice. It was this lady there owned a bunch of land, and she had this other, you know, guest house on it on the other side. So we stayed there.
One of those things where you turn off a dirt path onto a more dirt path, and then you turn off that dirt path into a gravel dirt path.
This was actually.
So at what point did the ominous music kick in, and you realize you're in a scary movie?
Well, that's what I said. This is in Tracy, Tennessee.
Tracy City, Tennessee.
Morgan, Tennessee.
Now it's the closest city is about an hour away,
Chattanooga. But right outside Tracy City was Jasper, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
And Royce and I were debating which sounded more hillbilly backwater.
And then we got to Kentucky and we found out what real hillbilly is. Anyway, but in Tennessee, we
just chillaxed for a little bit.
We
did some hiking. Saw a cave of wonders.
Marie, we leave and Marie leaves the coffee pot on.
I did leave the coffee pot on in my house.
As one would.
Did you do it on purpose?
No. Yeah. Why would you leave it on?
The coffee bandit?
I was halfway up to Atlanta and realized that I'd left the coffee pot on. So we summoned our friends to get into our house and turn it off.
They had to break into our house and turn it off. And they did it, though.
Sure did.
So,
needless to say, from then on, Royce kept asking me to leave the coffee pot on whenever I left anywhere.
Any room. Just leave it on. It's fine.
I'm like, okay, fine. I get it. I left the coffee pot on.
So the cabin that we're staying in Tennessee, let's go back to there. It was really nice. Very pretty, very clean. The backyard was basically overlooking the mountains, and there was a fucking river. It was really nice. But the entertainment was lacking. We walked in, and the TV was an old tube TV.
Nice.
And it had a... Now, guys, they spared no expense. It had a DVD VCR combo.
What?
Ooh. Fancy.
And Royce would not let me put in Titanic.
I would... because you know what? You got your comeuppance later.
They had Titanic there. They had grumpier old men. You wouldn't let me put that on?
Now, it gets better. The lady, you could tell, doesn't know that much about technology. So she decided that they're, you know what, let's get a Blu-ray player because you figure Blu-ray's the future. We have there's a Blu-ray player there. Problem is, it's not connected to TV because old tube TVs don't have
HDMI.
So it was just sitting there.
So why were they buying the
floor? I don't know. And then on the floor, it's just filled with board games. So we basically, when we wanted to watch TV, I brought my tablet and we just watched Netflix on it because they did have Wi-Fi, which was nice. Then we just hung out there. We saw some back water places on the drive to Branson. When we got into Kentucky, I mean, listen, you know me. I am Mr. Freedom for everybody, a big libertarian, do whatever you want. But after driving through Middle America, Dutch, I honestly believe there's certain states that shouldn't be allowed to vote.
How many rebel flags did you see?
More than U.S. flags.
Rebel flags don't bother me. They don't, because you see that in Florida, too. That's not what bothered me. There was a lot of people using inside furniture as outside furniture. So I'm painting a picture here, you know? A fucking ottoman and apparently side-by-side love seat makes great fucking furniture around a fucking pit fire. Whatever.
No, the point where Royce, like, killed me.
I was losing my mind.
I was laughing for, like, 10 minutes straight was when, you know, we were in a two-lane highway going through Kentucky, crossing the Mississippi River to get into Missouri. The moment we get into Missouri, it just went flat, barren, gray.
I got indignant.
Straight highway of nothing.
I said, what is this? Is this America?
And
like, is this what the rest of the country's like?
I'm driving, and in the middle of the highway, I see trash. I'm like, oh, I think that was a five-hour energy on the highway. And Royce said...
Oh, I said, yeah, because somebody drove into Missouri and said, well, not going to need this, and threw the five-hour energy out of the window. Already got my excitement quota filled. Branson, Missouri, here I come.
But I have to admit, though, as boring as it was entering Missouri halfway through when we hit the Ozarks National Forest, I was impressed. I did not know what an Ozark was. I did not know.
Like, it's a mountain range.
I didn't know it was national forest.
That also are sort of swampy at the same time. They have like a lot of lake. It's like a lot of water with like mountain shit at the same time.
Right.
I think.
I mean, it was
now some parts of
long
Tennessee,
rolling hills, lot of trees, very pretty.
To backtrack a bit, some parts of Tennessee are beautiful.
Yeah, Tennessee was beautiful. There were
Tennessee
parts of Kentucky that were beautiful.
Because Tennessee had places that maintained the old, you know, cabin home feeling, but there still weren't backwater. They were like old timey towns, like a town that you would see in Texas Walker Ranger, Texas, whatever.
Texas Walker Ranger. No, you're right.
Yeah. You had it right.
Yeah,
that's the Bollywood. That's the Bollywood ripoff.
The difference.
We're on the botch list tomorrow on Hippo Juice. So.
The difference is, I didn't feel like I was in danger driving in Florida, Georgia, or Tennessee.
No.
The moment we got into Kentucky, the space in between one gas station to another gas station
was really long.
Was long enough that I was looking
around,
if our car breaks down.
Tanks, should we fill up now?
No,
exactly.
We started filling up tanks like every quarter tank down.
Just
like,
to be safe.
There's a gas station, let's just fill up right now.
I was saying that as a joke, you did it legit.
No, dude, seriously.
For real, that's how far it was between gas stations.
We're like, and one or two of the gas stations did not take credit cards.
Oh, dude, that's right. You go to these things that you're not even
swear
used to. No, this is for real.
God.
No machines outside. All you can pay with is cash. It's the middle of nowhere. And because it's in the middle of nowhere, but man, there is a lot of hill people. Like, there's hill people in parts of this country, and you don't realize it. Because, you know, I live in Orlando. I'm not saying it's a fucking hub of the world, but Florida, for the most part, I've always lived near a big city, you know?
Right.
And I'm not a fucking New Yorker. It's like, oh, these small towns are stupid. I understand, you know, I've been to small towns, but this is like nothing. This is like the beginning of horror stories, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, I know exactly. I mean, I've told on the show a couple times or a bunch of times how much I travel, and I know exactly what you're talking about. But there are other regions like West Virginia, namely, where it's even more remote and weird and other world country type of shit that you're like, this is part of the continental U.S. I cannot believe this.
No, it's insane to me. And you know, you're driving through and
so basically, okay, so that was basically your ride there and back. I'm assuming you probably took the same route.
No, it was a different route back.
Different route.
It took us through Arkansas on the way back.
We went through Arkansas going home. And it was
more like your Kansas.
That was even scarier than driving there because it was even more remote.
Because the thing is, Google Maps is awesome. Obviously, because, you know, they will get you there the fastest way possible. Like, they do all the math. But the problem is, when you go on these long road trips, there'll be some stretches where, like, to save you time, you got to cut, like, 90 miles through this desolate, unpopulated road. You know what I mean? To get to the next highway.
Right.
And that's when you're like, fuck. Dutch, this is not a lie. On the way to Branson, Missouri, we passed not one, not two, but three Confederate cemeteries. At that point...
Oh, wow.
Maybe you let go. Like, I'm not Mr. You know, in some parts, it's weird because you always joke around like, you know, the South will rise again. There is people that think that live in this country.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not like as a goof, but like they
You mean
think.
It's not going to rise again? Because I was really hoping it would.
No, if by that you mean fucking someone getting pissed in Oregon, I mean, there's really nothing's going to happen. And, yes, regardless of what the truck nuts and the back of their t-shirt says, no, it's probably not going to rise again.
Okay. All right, so Mitch and Sherry, you guys drove down from Minnesota. How was that trek? It was only like an 8-hour drive, about half the distance that they drove.
On our way down the night before, we stopped at my parents' place, which is an hour and a half south of us on the way. So that cut off a little bit of time, and it was just kind of from leaving Minnesota up until about an hour north of Branson. It was just kind of snowy and gray, and like you
it's
couldn't
like
tell the
down from the wall in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly, because you couldn't tell the difference, as Sherry pointed out, you couldn't tell the difference between where the ground ended and the sky began, because it was just all of the same color.
What's more boring, going through the top half of Missouri or the bottom half of Iowa?
All of Iowa.
It's basically the same.
The entire state of Iowa is. There's nothing there. It's just flat and boring and stupid.
It's like when you drive through the state, you're like, oh, this is why Slipknot is so angry.
Yeah, that's very funny. I've been to Iowa as well, and I know what you mean. Like, there's entire towns in Iowa where the whole existence is because there's some huge factory there. Like, the whole town,
like
just...
The pasta Barilla plant.
Right.
Or the dildo factory.
Or the dildo factory.
That.
But you guys were... You guys were saying that you had a bunch of weird names and shit, hick names.
Yeah, we went
passed through a bunch of them in Missouri. There was Humansville.
Jesus. And,
getting that too. Are you guys getting popping in your ears, by the way, or is that just me?
No.
Okay, it's just me. Okay. So we passed through some towns. It was Humansville, and there was... what the fuck was it? That P word?
Pussy.
Penis.
Porno.
Oh.
It's peculiar. Peculiar, Missouri. Yep.
Oh, God.
Was it peculiar?
Yeah, we got in there like, wow, this place is really strange.
Would and you say literally, peculiar?
What?
John asked if you would say it was peculiar.
That's why I said it was strange.
Every city or town, literally, you could add city after the name or ville after the name, and that was the name of the town.
Right. Like, we went through a city, I forgot to mention, Blandsville, Kentucky, is not the hub of excitement you'd be led to believe with a sexy name like that.
But was it spot on with the name?
It was worse.
But we did to go through Talladega.
Yeah, we
there
did.
There you go, Rick and Bobby, shake and bake.
Sure did. Christ.
Oh, fuck.
But I mean, other than that, our drive was fine.
Ooh, what about that liquor store?
Oh, my God. So, first of all, Springfield.
Oh, my God.
So, yes! I didn't get a chance to get liquor on my way down. So, we were driving through and like, okay, blah, blah, blah. Springfield is about an hour away. I don't know how far, you know, or how hard it's going to be to find liquor stores and shit in Branson. You know, because we all heard that it was like.
Yeah,
it was a dry town.
But it wasn't hard at all, by the way.
No, it was easy. But so like, okay, Springfield is about an hour and a half out. So we'll just stop there. And first of all, Springfield is the most disgusting town I've ever been in. And I've been to Afghanistan.
Jesus Christ.
It was just so.
Is Springfield that the Simpsons are based off of or no?
No.
No, like South Park, Colorado.
No, isn't Simpsons out of Ohio or some shit?
Nobody knows.
No one knows. There's so many Springfields.
Every state, basically.
That's why.
But Springfield, Missouri is nothing but garbage and power lines and sadness.
The hub of the industry.
And to make it even better, Missouri was flooded.
Oh, yeah.
So when we were leaving, like, there were houses underwater. There was power lines underwater.
Yeah. That was the first thing my mom asked when we got back was, did you experience any flooding?
No, yeah, we experienced fucking parties. We fucking rocked it. 10 a.m. shows. Hell yeah, that's us.
My grandma called me and she's like, Sherry, I want to let you know that your father and I really don't think you should go to Branson. We're really worried about you with all the flooding that's going on.
We're worried you're a vampire.
We're already halfway there.
Too bad.
It was
dude.
Funny because that morning
I didn't experience any problems, by the way, getting there. Did you guys?
No.
None at all.
Yeah. No. I mean, that morning we were watching the news before we left or whatever. Like, we just had the TV on. And I was just like, honey, look. And they had, like, the fire chief of Branson, Missouri on. They were just showing pictures of, like, houses floating away. And they had, like, the guy on. And he was just like, no, everything's fine here.
Yeah, I heard him on the radio.
It's something about
in Soviet Russia, house floods you.
The only thing that we experienced was there was a short stretch of road where we had to hop over our side to the other side, and it became like from a 4-lane to a 2-lane because there was some mud on our side of the road, but it wasn't even a mile stretch. So, I mean, we definitely saw a lot of signs pulled off the road that said that the road was closed, and we definitely saw homes underwater. But we didn't get any rain, so it was great for us.
So when we got into Springfield after getting through this shitty town and like, okay, let's just get to the liquor store, get our beer and get out. And so I'm just looking at my maps like, okay, whatever this one, cause you go off of liquor stores based off what they sound like and how close they are.
And how many Gecko Brothers walk through the door.
So I found this one and I'm like, okay, whatever, we'll just go there. And I got in and there's guys sitting outside on, they're sitting like in lawn chairs in their camouflage shirts.
We don't like your tap around here.
Were they whittling wood? Like, ah, you guys going Branson. Hey, better make sure your gas tanks are filled up, right? Yeah. If you want, there's a gas station 2 miles south from here. Uh-huh. But I wouldn't go down that road.
The only reason I didn't wait in the car is because I thought I might get raped.
So we walk into this fine establishment.
And ironically, Mitch is the one that gets raped.
Right.
So we walk into this fine establishment, and it is exactly what you would expect from a up-class liquor store. Wall-to-wall Bud Light, Miller, and Coors. And that was it.
Whoa. That's top shelf.
Yeah, so
Miller and Coors, bro?
And they had it all.
They had Busch.
Busch Light.
They probably had Keystone. They had
Natty
Ice.
Natty Ice.
I'm sure. So we promptly turned around and found a different liquor store that had real beer.
Yeah, because Mitch only drinks artisanal beers.
I had to make my Black and Blues.
I'll give you a black and blue.
Guinness and
by the way, that enraged me during the trip that you took like 5-minute process to drink a beer every time you wanted.
Yeah, explain the Black and Blue you were making.
I actually have, this is my last one right here.
Go ahead.
So I have a blueberry wheat beer, and then you have a Guinness.
Boo! It's
very yummy. Yeah. So you pour in the blueberry first, you know, you fill it up, give it a little bit of foam on it, and then you put a spoon.
Boo, Wendy. Boo, Wendy Festerburger. Boo. Boo, Wendy. Boo. Boo, Wendy. Boo, Wendy. Liar.
And then you take a spoon and you put it over the top where the foam is, and you slowly pour your Guinness so that it just kind of trickles and it separates between the two different flavors of beer.
Why the fuck do you drinking a beer look like, sounds like an answer.com column? Like, well, or WikiHow. Just fucking like, open a beer
like
and
a
put it in your mouth.
Black and tan. Or
yeah, no, but it was the process that bothered me because you had this a measuring spoon. You were pouring it over the side of it, and you had this.
Well, that was just to prevent the flow. I didn't have my.
Either way, it bothered me.
I didn't have my tool.
You bother me.
Hey, don't defend him. Nothing. Stick up for himself.
Nothing.
He
Mitch did.
His penis in me. I defend him.
Nothing. Nothing. Mitch did bother me.
I believe Marie, you had it right. You tried it.
I sampled it. Yes.
Yeah, it's very good. Very.
I
young.
Like it.
I've had plenty of them before. I just also sampled yours because I sampled everyone's beers.
Yeah.
I was just sampling. That was the best part of the trip for me, was not going out. Oh, but
I was going to say the traveling there, not actually being there.
No. I was going to say was being able fine. To cook with everyone.
Oh, okay.
I was.
Oh, by the way, before we get into too far. So before this trip, OCD Sherry and Marie and, well, my chick, she's my chick. Sorry, Kelsey here. She's I keep forgetting your mic's on.
I'm your chick.
It's just weird for me to like you're actually on the show tonight. they had this whole like separate because like we had this whole Facebook.
They had this whole separate but equal thing in Missouri. It was really weird.
So they were like having like this like Facebook conversation between the bitches, and they were just like having. And then Marie, I don't know, how long did it take you to put together that Excel spreadsheet of exactly what we're eating, when we're eating it, how many ingredients went into it?
Like, I read that thing and wanted to throw my computer at you.
I thought it came in handy.
It was a beautiful spreadsheet.
It was. Did you do it at work?
It turned me on.
I did it at work.
Of course you did.
I had it just up. And as I, like, one day I was just like, let me just write down things I think of that I should want to bring. And so I just kind of left it there. And every once in a while I was just, oh, I should bring cinnamon. And then I would add it to the list and I would go back. And I didn't fill, and I filled in the days that we were going to have together. And I threw in what I would call guidelines. I didn't plan a single meal.
Guidelines.
I put in things like, maybe we should have beef one day. That was the extent. I did not meal plan, Dutch. But then I had a secondary tab of all the entertainment that I heard we should go check out. And then I had a tertiary tab of all the other miscellaneous items that we should probably bring. Care.
Can somebody pull up the actual like a Excel spreadsheet of and post it in the chat room, please? Because maybe I'm the only one who thinks that this OCD-ness is.
That was beautiful.
Beautiful. It was enraging. Because just watching your OCD in full display was just
Would you like to know?
I felt bad for Royce in that moment.
Dutch, would you like to know why I made that spreadsheet? Because you told me that Kelsey wanted to plan, so I took initiative.
No. I said Kelsey's a planner, which she is, not to that extent.
No.
I knew you were waiting to press that button. I actually didn't even mean to do that. But anyways.
Well, that's your fault for
beautiful.
Yeah, that's your fault, Dutch, for saying, oh, Kelsey's a planner. And then I'm like, okay, well, let's plan then. If you want to plan, let's plan.
No, you misheard. Plan B taker. Plan B taker.
Yes.
You completely misheard.
I know.
Wait, I like what Royce told me once we got there. Thanks, Kelsey. You only.
In the mic.
I am in the. You. I. We practiced this.
Watching these guys fight this whole weekend was amazing to me, by the way.
We did not fight.
No, they didn't.
Well, you guys love each other aggressively.
That's our relationship.
Actually, it was gross how adorable Dutch was.
Yeah, more so was Sherry and I going, man, Dutch really likes this girl.
No, it really was gross because Dutch got sick and he turned our awesome game room in the bottom into a fucking hospice. Him laying down.
Hey,
fucking
look
sick,
you guys got to go to the awesome Titanic Museum.
Wait, we need to go in order.
Okay, yeah. Fine.
Guys, you guys are all
hold
over
on, Maria.
CD in this room is killing me.
Maria has a spreadsheet for this.
Please post it.
You're so much faster.
Just take
than
a screenshot.
Me.
There you go.
I'm so bad at this. I try.
But yeah, we should totally go in order. So,
So
we arrive on Wednesday.
We ate great.
So if we're talking about traveling, like I hate traveling, even though I do it a ton. So like my thing now is to like bring like mini shooters on the plane.
Your thing and or my idea?
It wasn't your idea. I've been doing it for years.
Oh God, why are you so proud of that?
I'm not. It just further bolsters my whole alcoholism. That's not the point. My point is that when traveling with this one, I need to double up because she gets me. I get so angry. She just talks the entire time. I'm like, I'm just used to traveling myself.
Oh no! I hold on, Dutch. In. Dutch.
I don't talk.
Oh, someone else is the center of attention now, and you don't like it?
It's weird.
Exactly. No, it's not that stupid. No, it's not that. It's just when I'm traveling.
Kid come in a penis.
There you go.
Having to deal with the savages that work in the TSA and the asshole idiots who don't know how to like.
They're protecting America, Dutch.
I like to have my headphones in, and I don't. And I think I've told you guys before too. Like if someone's sitting next to me and I have my headphones in, and they ask me a question. I do a huge rigmarole, big deal of like, I do this. I they'll ask me and I'll take my headphones off. I'll wrap them around my phone. I'll place them in my pocket and look at them and say, what was that? They'll ask me a question. I'll say no. And then I'll unwrap them very slowly, put them back into my ears. And it usually takes once or twice of that. And they don't ever talk to me again. Problem solved.
Wow, you're a dick.
That's how I travel normally.
Like a fucking sociopath?
No, like a regular person who doesn't like to travel.
No, wait. I'm sending the girls a picture of you and I at the airport before we left, and you had your earbuds in the entire time, not listening to me.
I didn't want to talk to you. Well, you were driving me nuts.
To be fair,
house.
To be fair, we watched a movie with Kelsey, and I will confirm that she talks during the whole goddamn movie.
I know.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes. Yes. Yep. Yes. I swear to God, I thought I was fucking watching a Madea movie with the amount of fucking talking that was going on in the audience.
But then I fell asleep, and it was fine.
That doesn't make it better.
That, yeah, that's just what.
But anyways, I was actually waiting for one of you two to unload on her, but you guys were like all, you know, what was it called?
Drunk. Jesus. Drunk. I was drunk.
Oh, drunk. Okay. I was going to say hi.
The answer is drunk.
And drunk was, or high. Yeah. Just nobody wanted to deal with it. We're just like, it's a sham.
And the good thing is Marie and I had already seen it, so it didn't bother us as much. But I can imagine if you hadn't seen The Hateful Eight before.
Yes.
Which we saw in a totally legal screener that we got for
totally legal. Yeah, yeah.
We're SAG members.
SAG members. Anyways, so that being said, we like got a bunch of like mini, like a how many we have, like eight. We basically drank all of them because we knew that Sherry and Mitch, it's an hour flight, by the way, and we knew that Sherry and Mitch were going to come pick us up. So we were like half.
Yeah.
In the back,
by the way, worst communicators in America.
No, that was my fault.
That was her fault.
I forgot about an hour time change.
She forgot the time change. So she was doing everything in Colorado time and forgot that we went to the central time. So they had to wait for an hour.
Well, at least Kelsey tries to communicate. You just don't even bother.
Well, I know that she's got to take care of, or at least I
did. She did. She
I thought she did. But and here's the greatest part is when we landed.
Oh, snap. And then she took a drink. By the way, you can't see this, guys. She fucking did the fucking Ricky Lake snap and then took a drink of her fucking drink at that right afterwards.
She did.
You got to ride home, motherfucker. And fucking
my brands in her buzz wine glass, which is full of vodka. But
yeah.
Woo.
Anyways.
Thank you, Sherry.
So to that point, we didn't as we're landing, like you get service, she pulls up her phone and then like she sees a text from Sherry like an hour prior saying, hey, we're here. Where are you? And Kelsey looks over at me like mortified going, she's here an hour. By the way, our flight was delayed by an hour. So all the times got screwed up, but she thought that she had said it show up at this time. Anyways. And so I decided to let the entire plane know that she's the one who screwed up. I was just like, oh, you forgot about time change? Oh, that's your fault. That's not my fault. That's so your fault. So,
by the way, you know what protocol is, at least for me, I'm just if it's me, when you're picking someone up from the airport, the correct thing to do is the people that are being picked up, you send them your flight information. That way you can just track it online.
You asked for that and she didn't send it to you?
I asked for a flight number.
You bad girl.
I did.
No. Bad. Anyways. So
what was the shuka?
So I'm saying
that you should see these two greet each other. And I saw it in person. They'll rub each other's faces and go, good girl.
You're a good girl.
You're a good girl.
Come here.
You fucking idiot.
Anyways, this little old lady who, you know, I'm just being obnoxious at this point because I'm half in the bag and I knew it wasn't my fault. And so I got to make fun of her in front of the entire plane. This little old lady, how old was she? Like her 70s?
She was probably 76.
Something. She was like right across the way. She's like, oh, wait, what did she say?
Oh, honey, it's okay. I forgot to tell my people what time, but you should go first because they're waiting on you.
They were like right next to us. So we go to deboard the plane and there was a woman in front of us that we noticed had a few
have a video.
Vodka. Well, post it. Anyways, so this woman in front of us, she was like in her mid 50s or something like that. We noticed that during the flight, like I said, an hour and 15 minute flight about that, had a few like vodka shooters coming to her with like, you know, club soda or whatever. Well, so you know how like everybody like gets out and you have to wait for the seat in front of you to get out, whatever.
Yeah.
So we get out and this lady gets up and she's just like, and for those of you on, I'm just going to stand up and do what she did. She gets up and goes, I got to stretch in the aisle. And she's just like leaning over.
Oh, no.
Kicked her legs out like she just got off a horse.
And you're not even at the gate yet.
Standing in the aisle. We're literally halfway. We have like our seats at like near the exit aisle. So we're halfway down the plane and the entire plane is just standing watching this drunk broad.
Why not push her?
at first I was just like, is this woman an idiot? And then I like saw her like kind of weave off to the left. I was like, oh, she's hammered.
Yep.
So the plane that we had, it was like a small little, like, you know, Airbus puddle jumper type plane that went from Denver to Branson.
Had and props it, on it or jet?
No, it didn't have props. It was actually a jet plane, but it was still like one of the smallest jet plane you can get.
Okay.
So you didn't have a jetway that went directly to the plane. You actually had to walk down, you know, this like staircase thing.
Oh, shit.
She almost ate shit like 8 times and then trying to walk.
Oh, no. Sherry Mitch saw her.
Oh, yeah. You guys saw her.
And she was crying.
That's right.
Why are you laughing about her crying?
I didn't see her cry.
Oh, you were like, I need a cigarette. I'm going outside.
Yeah, I was so mad at you.
Oh, can I share a funny airport story?
Do it. Go for it.
So Mitch and I were standing there waiting for you. We're kind of by the entrance because we knew the plane had landed and we wanted to make sure you saw us. And I look at Mitch and I'm like, we need to walk away. He's like, why? I'm like, I just farted and it's going to be real bad. So we back away and this little old couple goes and stands exactly where we were and one of them walks away and the other crinkles his nose and didn't looks walk away. At us.
He wrinkled his nose like he could smell it and then he looked right at us.
Because he knew we walked away from there. It was so bad.
So anyways, we get off and she's swerving left and right. And I'm trying to like, I go to try to take a video. And the second I do it, my light pops on. I was like, no, no, no. And so I turn it off. But she was able to get video. Maybe she'll post it later. I'll put it on my Twitter or something like that. But yeah, so that happens. And then, you know, we run into shit and Mary, I almost said. Mitch and Sherry.
Shit and Mary.
Mitch and Mary. Oh, I like that.
We did not
run. You are now shit and Mary.
Ah, sucker.
By the way, twist, Shyamalan twist, shit is actually Sherry.
Is that a...
I'm confused.
I am too.
I got it.
Anyways, so we go and we drive back to the lodge and we experience Sherry's horrible driving.
Mitch wasn't driving?
John. John, Sherry was driving. She panicked in the middle of an intersection.
Oh,
we
right.
Had to get simple left. She decided to start driving through road cones.
Sherry, what's wrong with you?
John,
I'm
sitting there going like, what are you doing?
The lights confused me. All the headlights. There was so many headlights. The
turn left lights.
And somebody honked at me. So once that they honked at me, I panicked.
Yeah. So she's driving. She's taking a left at this light. You know, the light had turned green so she could turn. And, you know, her window was kind of dirty because of all the driving we had done. And, you know, the rain and everything that we had gathered. Snow.
Salt.
So. Okay. So she couldn't see that well. So she's turning and she's trying to find out where the road is. And she kind of slows down. Well, the car behind her starts honking at her while the people...
She panics.
Slows down. Mitch, she stopped in the middle of the goddamn intersection.
Yeah. I did sugarcoat not. It, you
maybe a little bit.
I panicked.
Maybe stop. She stopped a little bit. So,
well, and then in my mind, I was like, was I supposed to go around this median?
Yes, yeah, so she thought she was on the wrong side of the median, so she drove through some, like, road cones.
There was no median!
I know, but I panicked, and shut up.
She completely panicked.
Shut up!
And the greatest part about it was that, like, Mitch, it was like, oh, this is what happens, this is how she drives. Like, he didn't react at all, like, and...
Because he's probably used to it.
Yeah,
so better yet, he served tours of duty.
So yeah, he's used to
IEDs and whatnot.
Yeah,
he's like,
she's a girl.
I can handle Sherry's driving. It's just like being in Iraq. It's fine. but
my question is Mitch, why weren't you driving? Why was Sherry driving?
I drove to the airport,
and then Sherry's like, I'll drive on the way back, which was nice for me because that way... Both Sherry and I could be up front. We could put stupid Joel in the back because of his long legs.
Sherry's a 10-2 driver too. You know, because normally, let's be honest, the real driving position is one hand on the wheel, the other hand within radio access on your dick. Yeah, in your lap.
Whoa. Clearly you haven't driven an Lexus. It's hands-free. All of the controls are right on the steering column.
Well, yeah.
So you can be 10-2. You can be 0-0. It doesn't matter.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
So we finally get back to the cabin and Big Dumb Royce and Marie are there. And it was actually
Big Dumb Royce were cooking fucking everybody dinner.
Oh, no, It was great.
Thank you. It was wonderful.
We made burritos.
Yeah, I was going to say burritos, not breaking the stereotype at all.
Nope.
So.
Cuban, not Mexican.
I was giggling about how Florida we were being.
Oh, you were so Florida. You brought Florida.
I was wearing shorts and a jacket.
We brought
By the way, we mentioned this earlier. Like, on the way there, we stopped at a grocery store. Remember how, like, we were worried about, like, you know, it being a dry town or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, you go to their whatever their, you know, their Safeway, Publix, whatever you
Country
you
know, Mart
grocery store is.
Country Mart.
Yeah, Country Mart.
No,
you go
Country
in.
Mart.
A quarter of the store is a liquor store.
Yeah,
and they have little stands of it throughout the. It's like, hey, let's get fucked up. It was just like I was like, I love this grocery store.
The thing that I was worried about was everyone kept telling me that people don't serve alcohol when you go out. That was the thing I was hearing about Branson.
Yeah, I think it's just an urban legend. Because we definitely got served.
The first day, we just hung around. We drank. We played pool, didn't we? We went out there to play pool the first night?
Yeah.
I played pool.
We brought our...
No, I didn't play pool the first night. Ooh.
It's not playing pool. It's shooting pool.
I was a bad girl the first night.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually the second.
Oh, so Sherry's... So we get there and Sherry's... we'd all been drinking for a while. And then we're like, is there a fire pit or anything like that around?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Whatever. So
and little Native American scout Sherry just
found it.
She just disappears for a while. And then you look outside and
fire pit.
You see her wandering around with her flashlight on her phone.
Yeah. I found one. So first of all, let's not like overlook the fact that this cabin we had was beautiful. It was a nice cabin.
It absolutely was. We're gonna post pictures.
Great, but the only problem was like we were sitting out on like the back porch and we were like, oh man, if we had a fucking fire pit, this would be great. And they had like a coal barbecue. We're like, maybe we can use this. And again, like Mitch was saying, she disappears. And then just comes back and goes, hey, there's a fire pit down here. So.
You're welcome.
To be fair, it was just a bunch of rocks in a circle. It was like, it wasn't a dug-in fire pit.
On the side of a cliff, basically.
Right.
Yeah, but if you guys were at a supermarket or whatever, you could have gotten like quick logs.
Yeah, we got that the next day. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
Because of all the flooding and raining that's been going on, it took us forever to light the fire. Like, we all thought that Mitch's, you know, army skills would come in hand, and it didn't. But
yeah,
we got it going because
we were fine.
Didn't you find the?
I was also a bad boy.
Yeah, you went inside to find lighter fluid.
I took a shit instead.
You ended up pooping, and then I got two bottles.
Yeah, she found two bottles of lighter fluid. They were just laying around the house, so that helped. But
well, no, next to the pile that said, "Here's for your enjoyment of." Fishing.
I gotta be honest, I wasn't searching at all. I just went inside, took a shit, and I thought I was gonna search afterwards, but you already found it. So
I win.
So we went down and we started the fire. We hung out around there. It was getting pretty chilly, but I mean it was a lot of fun.
It was right next to this beautiful lake. So there's the area that we're in was spectacular looking.
And Sherry passed out so early. It was ridiculous.
Oh my god.
Fine.
So
Sherry was sitting with one hand over her eye because she says, "I mean, why are you doing that, Sherry?" She goes, "Because I'm seeing double, and this helps me
only
see one."
Mitch was like, she's seeing double. This is what she does.
From the beginning.
Okay.
So Royce came up to me. He goes, "Hey, Sherry, you want to be a bad girl?" And
he had medicine.
He had medicine, so I took a little bit of his medicine. And within like a half hour, I'm sitting back in my chair, and I'm like,
"Gone."
Like, you know the laser kitten photos where, like, there's the kitten with the laser, like, the kitten in the background? That's what it looked like. Like, no lasers, obviously, but there was, like, one person and then a faded person, like, floating above them.
She was, the amount of medicine she took was not enough. It was ridiculously nothing.
Well, she's like me, though. When you're really sensitive to that type of medicine, like, you don't do it that often.
We don't get medicine like that in Minnesota.
Right. did the altitude change affect the medicine?
It's not that much of an altitude change because we're at technically sea level, I think, right?
Probably a couple hundred feet above.
Okay. Then I started closing one eye because I'm like, this is better. And then they started noticing that I was closing one eye. And then they started laughing at me. And then I started laughing. And then I stopped laughing. And Kelsey goes, penis, 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 penis.
No, you were getting, we could tell you were getting all self-conscious about it. Because
I was getting embarrassed.
Yeah, we could tell you were getting embarrassed.
Here's what happened. So I told her, what you need to do is because so you don't feel, you know, you don't focus, just focus on one good thing that's going on and just write it out and you'll feel fine. And then while we're doing that, Kelsey says, going, penis, 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 penis. And it's like, well, you said focus on one thing. Then Sherry, he went into the giggle fits.
Now he's taking out his penis.
Yeah.
There were so many penises.
He told her to write it out. So penis, 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 penis.
Then at about 9:30, I was like, Mitch, I want to go in. Because I felt like I couldn't talk. Like, I felt like I was talking really slow and I wasn't making sense.
Right.
So then I got even more self-conscious and embarrassed. And I was like, Mitch, I want to go to bed. So he took me to bed. It was 9:30.
Yeah, it was 9:30 at night, mind you. Then we, the rest of us kept
drinking.
We kept the party going.
We kept drinking all night, motherfucker.
We were drinking.
So needless to say, I woke up with a hangover the next morning.
Yeah, Marie was really
I felt good in the morning.
Yeah, because you fucking got, Sherry, you got a steady 12 hours of sleep.
No, I woke up at like 6 o'clock in the morning. No big deal. Yeah.
Dutch, you had kind of a hangover the next morning too, right?
A little bit. You, I wasn't that bad. The worst for me, I think, was day 3 when I got... Because I've actually been feeling... Like, you know how like you feel a cold coming on and it kind of like is onset for a couple of days? I started feeling that like a day before we left. And then day 3, it hit me pretty bad. Other than that, I mean, yeah, I ruined you guys' Titanic day. But so... Aww. The next day, the Marie hangover day, was New Year's Eve. So we were like, hey, we're going to go out to dinner. We're going to go like see if we can't see this fireworks and whatnot. Right. But we have to get a Branson show in if we can. So, John, I think you'll appreciate this. We went to Yakov's Dinner Adventure Theater.
Yay!
But the Dinner Adventure Theater wasn't going on. They instead, Chinese because Acrobat. They were off, they had what?
Chinese. Acrobats of China.
No, I thought you were saying something, Royce.
No, I was just going to say the name, Acrobats of China. That's all.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Biker bats from Mars?
So we get to the... can somebody post a few pictures of...
Yeah.
Oh, you already got a few of those? Okay. Of like the pictures we took. John, you got to see. There's a huge head that I guess was robotic, mechanical at one point. But the mouth of Yakov's head, it was... There you go. That size. You look inside the mouth, it's being held together by like tie wraps and duct tape.
Bad.
Dude, it's bad.
Oh, no.
The whole outside of this theater, it looks like it needed a paint job like 12 years ago, and it's still going forward.
So, now, the host of the Acrobats of China was Yakov Smirnov's son.
I'm sorry, not to cut you off, but do you want to tell him about the refreshments we had before we went in?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Go Kelsey ahead. Does.
Just popcorn.
No.
John, they didn't have...
Cotton candy.
Oh, and cotton candy. No, like boxed cotton candy.
I had
like
candied almonds.
Boxed cotton... What was this, a used car lot?
Dude, it was... no beer, just soda, popcorn...
Wait. Was it Pepsi products or was it Coca-Cola?
I don't remember.
Pepsi, or no, it was Coke products because we had a Sprite.
So it's not that backwoods.
So you walk through and like two of the walls in this big ass, you know, I guess rest area or what do you call the auditorium area? Are just pictures of Yakov with other famous people. And a lot of the pictures are signed. Like he's one of those guys.
They were photoshopped in there.
No, they
oh,
were
no, actual, he got them.
Because you know that he probably just annoyed and the people are like, who is this guy? I'll just take a picture of him. And it's like him and Bill Clinton and him and all these other. And like
it was him. I have him here. One picture with
you did take a few. Yeah.
One picture with Bill Cosby. The other one with Donald Trump.
There you go.
Here's Bill Cosby.
But I don't know why I found it sad. It was like, oh, and there was another huge sign that said, what was it? 75% off of Yakov paintings. Apparently.
Yeah. He's a really, really good painter. Like he painted a really good mural for 9/11.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah. He painted this huge ass mural. That was that. It was actually really good.
Well, anyways, so yeah, go ahead, Royce.
So yeah, Yakov's son was the host. What was his name? David Smirnov.
Yeah, I think it was what it was.
And
but he was hot and ready for his fresh popcorn.
Oh yeah, he said he came out with a couple of like stock lines that apparently. Oh yeah, the crowd was all people who were either dead. Under the age of 12 or over the age of 50.
What?
I liked him.
It was just like all.
old people and their grandchildren.
Look at Royce getting his dick sucked by a Yakov.
Oh, yeah. I took a fun picture of myself, the big Yakov head in the front blowing me.
That Yakov head at one point, was it mechanical with him
I think it was.
With like a voice of him going, hey, welcome to dinner theater.
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway, the show that we picked, The Acrobats of China, was 2 hours of nonstop fun.
2 hours. Two hours.
Was there any intermissions, or was it 2 hours?
The intermission.
Yeah, there was like a 15-minute intermission, and it was literally, it was watching 12-year-old Asian boys and girls forced into doing acrobatic feats.
My intermission was sleeping during the first hour.
Yeah, Royce passed out.
Royce totally fell asleep.
Oh, he was so asleep on his special magnet table.
Yep.
Yeah, they have these little flip-out table things for that. I think we remember like talking about like the whole dinner theater thing.
Good picture.
But, I mean, some of the things, you know, were pretty impressive. But the fact that, like, you knew that they were all under the age of 16.
But they weren't. Creepy. They weren't all. There was two old ladies that were there too.
Oh, some of you got older. Now
okay, but they weren't the ones doing the acrobats. They were just like filler on the stage. And you guys remember like over the loud music, you'd hear them go, dip,
yep.
Dip, dip, whoop. And they just would, yeah, oh my God. And then, John, they had this music. They had, every once in a while, they would have this music come on that was like Yoko Ono.
Stop.
Yeah,
what
well,
the hell was that?
So, during, like, the acrobatic show was not enough to entertain the audience. So, they had two projectors on either side of the theater that had chapters and then plot line, and they would introduce what the actors or what the gymnasts were going to do based off of an old Chinese story or I don't know, whatever. And they had music that was themed to it. And I guess part of the music of China is screeching at the top of your lungs until Joel can't take it anymore.
It was bad,
dude.
Like, we were making eye contact. We were making eye contact going, this can't be real, because it was really nice, cool Asian music. Then you heard, hey,
With that type of sound, it was hitting the back of my eardrum like fingernails down a chalkboard.
Joel,
kind of thing.
You were basically yelling at them.
Physical pain. I was just like, oh no, God, why? And for whatever reason, you guys found it hilarious. I was not enjoying it at the time.
We were laughing at you.
I know you were.
Because you would have like this really nice music.
This nice shit, yeah.
And then right over it, like there was this same, not in beat, not, this is not me exaggerating, it would just be.
No stuff.
It was bad.
My favorite part, though, out of everything was they had all these ancient Chinese ancient Chinese secrets, but they had two different acts. Where they were all Branson-y, where they would put on cowboy outfits.
Oh, that was embarrassing.
That was embarrassing.
I loved it.
Oh, we're Mandarin cowboy.
That's exactly what it was.
Yes.
They went around in cowboy outfits going, yee-haw. It was like, what?
No, yee-haw was actually his name.
Oh.
It was not good.
That was really good, John.
Thank you.
Very fast.
So 2 hours, and I was riveted. I was on the edge of my seat.
So was I because I was sleeping.
Half of us wanted to leave after the first hour, and the rest of them wanted to
stay.
The
girls had to convince
the men. Did any of the
men.
Gymnasts look like they could have been a tumbler for our Italian job?
All of them
did.
For our bank heist?
All of them.
So we have our tumbler now.
Right, but this would be like Ocean's 42, and they're all the Asian guy.
All right, I totally got Brad Pitt on.
But, yeah, I mean, the show was terrible. It was too, because when you think Asian acrobats, you don't think 1 hour of fucking super fun. You think two hours.
My one final question about the Asian acrobats.
You can ask as many as you want.
Were you able to get, was there photo ops with the Asians?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they all stood out front. We just didn't do it.
Aw.
We're assholes.
No, we're not assholes. We paid a lot of money to watch them tumble and fake fall. I don't want to fucking hear that we're assholes. No, they don't deserve fucking pictures. We're not assholes. We paid them to watch their 2-hour garbage show.
You could have gotten
shut up.
Them.
Hold on. Their shitty garbage Chinese fucking show, which not even one ninja was in it. If you're going to have Chinese acrobatics and not have
No, ninjas are Japan, dude.
Shut up. It's all this Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees. Look at these. Dutch was buying a Coke, and I do remember doing this to him loudly, dude. Loudly, and you know I said it very loud. I go, Dutch is at the concession stand.
Can I say what you said?
Sure. Dutch is at the concession stand.
Standing next to me, Marie and Kelsey are in line getting sodas and popcorn, and Royce goes, "Don't put any pee-pee in my Coke." Do you know how hard it is to get me embarrassed? And there's children around and parents. And
he kept the PC. He said pee-pee.
I actually did. I got a little red.
Are you serious?
I just looked at him and just shook my head. And I was just like, dude.
You.
I was like, I don't. It's you never cease to amaze me, dude.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
And they, I don't know if they put pee-pee in the Coke, but those Chinese are always playing that joke, and I'm not gonna fall for it. Nah, I'm not gonna go to Branson and pay $60 to have a Chinese gentleman piss in my soft drink.
No, you pay $24.50
for the Coke.
Fucking garbage. And then eat shitty popcorn by watching Chinese people do what basically every dry clean owner could do. I don't need to be there fucking sitting down watching these. 2 hours is 2 hours too long.
Hey, you gonna jump through those hoops?
No, why would I? I have a car.
You know what I can't do? A backflip. Doesn't mean I have to pay it for a show to watch it.
Excuse, I have a car.
Yeah, what? I'm not going to get... I don't expect to get attacked by fucking Bond villains. I'm going to be fine. I'm not going to need to jump through things. I'll call the police. The fuck?
So that was our one and only show, because afterwards we realized we're paying too much money for these to be ironic still.
So New Year's Eve, we decide that we're going to go out to dinner.
Oh, can we come back from break and talk about that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, second hour. I hope this is fun for everyone as it was for us. Second hour, we'll talk more about our Branson trip. We're not even at New Year's Eve yet. So we have
gotten halfway there. Yeah. So, all right, we'll be right back. Dutch Royce.
More like radio, less like crap.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's say it 3 more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my hands. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Elvis and Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio!
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to MoreLikeRadio.com/downloads. That's MoreLikeRadio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean.
Like, yeah, but you're saying like what they do in the play.
Yeah. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
That's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And
my vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills real quick, I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We're talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal
to donate to the film because I'm still in like, you know, $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com. And yeah. Also, oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why are we not 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
No, no, get down. Get your ass down right now. Hop off there, blonde ambition tour.
You cannot talk to my son that way.
Get out of here. Got doo-doo and chocolate over his hands, ruining my goddamn handlebars.
What's going on?
Okay, Wayne was just sitting on his jet ski.
And that's why you're swearing at him?
I will continue to swear, Dustin. This jet ski ain't a goddamn toy.
Yes, it is.
Do you know what would happen if he would have dry accelerated this jet ski on land? He would have ruined it.
If you're really strapped for cash, sell the jet ski.
I don't tell you what to do with your money. Don't fucking tell me what to do with mine, okay? And Cassie, do not stare at me with those dead eyes, you church bitch.
Kenny!
Instantly, I regret saying that. That was a horrible thing to say. It's just, I'm Kenny Powers, and I'm very upset with how I'm acting right now. I just have a very hard time expressing my emotions, and I can't stop from yelling. So I'm very sorry. I don't mean to offend you, Wayne. You have fucking pissed me off, but I'm just very upset right now. So I'm gonna go ahead and go, but I'm not gonna stop yelling because then that'll mean I lost the fight. So please leave a key under the mat. I love y'all very much. Peace out.
And here's what makes it really marvelous.
I like that one. Second hour of Dutch and Royce here on
More Chocolate and doodoo stains all over my jet ski.
Radio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. If you guys want to get in touch with the show or go to morelikeradio.com/live, if you'd like to join in the chat room and watch the video and all that kind of cool shit, or follow us on Twitter, Chim Heil, H Juice Marie, Dalai Lama, Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, or John's Epitome. He tweets about twice a year and they're all about boobs.
Big boobs.
Yay, boobies.
Yay. Thank you, Kels.
Kelsey, do you have a Twitter?
No. No, I think I do remember.
Give me the mic.
You said I had a Twitter when I put something on Instagram for the first time.
Oh, yeah. You had them linked. Yeah.
And you said my name was gay.
I don't remember what your name was.
Something Nurse Kelsey.
That's kind of gay.
Nurse Giggles, more like it.
But anyway, so...
Where we left first hour, Jack Bauer.
Last
was,
we left you.
Jack Bauer had to disarm a nuclear bomb in Branson, Missouri.
Boop. Beep. Boop. Beep.
God damn it, Chloe. I need 10 more minutes.
So we left off. The Slave Acrobats of China show at Yakov's Dinner Theater.
Child labor law force.
But it was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So much cotton candy.
Oh, my God. And then we went back to the cabin.
We made the girls made reservations when Mitch and I went to the, because Dutch stayed. He just gave me cash. Mitch and I went to the grocery store.
I helped with the reservations.
Because we needed booze. We stocked up on booze every single day.
We had a lot of booze.
We were drunk
like every day.
Every day.
No, the cabin was the best.
After being in that cabin, you're like, fuck that. Let's just hang out here. But we did. We did make reservations at Level 2 Steakhouse in the Hilton.
It was on Level 2 of the Hilton.
Of the Hilton parking garage. So you can tell it's pretty fancy.
That's how you do.
Yeah, because when we first got there, it was just like, where is this? We're like, we think it's in the Hilton. So we start working out. I'm like, wait a minute. It's called Level 2, which means... probably on Level 2, so let's just walk across like the catwalk and go there. And
it was
sure
the
enough,
smartest thought you ever had, because it was freezing outside, and all of us were in dresses because we wanted to look pretty.
And my dress, all six
of us were in dresses.
My dress looked lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So we walk in and
pull off a halter top.
Thank you. You and your spaghetti straps, though, I cannot compete.
I'm bringing them back.
So we were. Mitch just wearing Uggs like a fucking basic bitch.
So 2008.
Of course, I just got them.
It's crap in our style. Mitch is wearing fucking Uggs.
Yeah, he's in Minnesota. They're just now getting that.
Mitch is wearing Uggs and leopard print fucking yoga pants.
Like a lady.
Leggings, not yoga.
You're right, leggings. I apologize. Oh, sorry. That wouldn't be classy. So, oh, that's yeah. them. There you go. That's them dressed up.
There they are.
Since we made the reservation on New Year's Eve, of course, the only reservation we could get was at 10:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. So we had a late lunch and then a late dinner. And we were hoping that we could get back to the house in time for the ball to drop to, you know, toast each other.
And then we met Josh.
Oh, enter Josh. Enter Josh. Enter
Josh.
And see.
So we go to this. We show up to this steakhouse.
And whatever. It actually looks really nice. It does look nice.
It was super nice. Oh, yeah. We go in and, you know, we have this server who I think he's been on Adderall for the last 5 days in a row. He was just a little too.
Now, mind you, it's 10:30.
He
was a little too. He was a little too like, hey, I've known you guys for a long. Like he treated us like we were his buddies who had just, you know, came in. He was doing us a favor by serving us.
Yeah, and so then you know when we get there, it's like we really want to try to make it back to our cabin so we could, you know, celebrate New Year's Eve together. You know, we had enough time. We got there at 10:30. New Year, obviously, New Year's is what? Obviously at midnight. So we figured we have enough time.
No, this guy
took forever.
So he get there. I think he gave us our waters at this point, whatever. And I'm like, hey, what kind of craft beers do you have here? He's like, oh, we have this great one. It's this Leinenkugel's. It's a dark stout porter, whatever, from Leinenkugel's. I'm like, oh, is that the Snowdrift Porter? I've had that before. I didn't like that one.
He was so surprised that Mitch didn't like it.
You didn't like that one? I'm like, no, I had it. I just didn't like, oh, because I really liked it.
He was trying to convince Mitch to get it.
He was trying to convince.
He couldn't remember any other beer on the menu.
And remember, I'm like, I asked for craft beer. So after he shot down that one, he's like, well, we have Bud.
Michelob Light, Ultra.
And Michelob and Coor, you know.
And then we're like,
oh, and we have an oatmeal stout. And then there's also like, I'll just do that one. Just give me the oatmeal stout. Like, who makes it? I don't even know. Like, whatever. Just give it to me. I don't care. Just give it. I'll just take that one.
So
everyone else made their drink orders. He eventually came back with all our drinks. I'm like, oh, so did you find out who made this? No. I didn't. I'm like,
no, I didn't look.
Oh,
no.
Okay. I guess
straight up. Like I said, he had that vibe. Like we were his friends and we were coming in to like help him out.
The only reason I cared was because I wanted to put it on Untappd. That's the only reason I give a shit.
Right, which is basically Twitter for alcoholics, for those who don't know.
Yeah, Tapped. So anyway, so we, you know, by the way, steak was great.
The steak was really good.
The food was good.
The food was good.
She was obsessed with lemon bisque.
That calamari was off the chain.
Lemon bisque.
What, I say lemon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what the fuck is lemon bisque?
Sounds like something. Might as well just be drinking Epicat.
It's an old Dutch tradition.
He meant tomato bisque, and it was phenomenal.
Was it good?
They had a puff pastry floating in the middle of it.
So
sure it was a puff pastry?
Yes.
So
sure that it was an happened. Asbestos.
Now, it's clear that he didn't ask ahead of time, because usually most servers, especially in nice places, go, hey, before we get anything started, how are we splitting this up? Didn't ask that again, because he's Josh. So Josh decides, he comes back, and we're like, after like a fifth time, we kept going, and he just would walk away from us. We finally were like, hey, can we get our tabs? And this is like at what, 11:45?
No, 58.
Yeah, somewhere around there, either way.
Mind you, you know, we were being normal. We really weren't being assholes or anything. We were being fine. And I know, but I have to say that because it's us. We were being very nice and we're waiting. And he was just, he didn't want to split the bill. He sat down and then when we brought up, hey, you know, he goes, well, I could just, you know, how about you guys just split it three ways on cards? And we're like, at first, we just said, yeah, but then we realized, well, that's not really fair. Other people drank.
Well, no. Hold on. We first said, hey, we're doing the tabs by this is a couple, that's a couple, and this is a couple. And he's like, yeah, no, how about I just split it three ways on three cards? Like,
because
he told
it's
us
easier
what
for me.
Doing.
He said it was easier
for
me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Literally what he said.
I'm tired.
At what point did you guys get the manager?
Well, and now think about this. Like, you need to take this into account. Royce and Marie didn't have anything to drink there. Okay. So, you know, me
Mind
and Sherry.
Mind you, we weren't.
That's why I took the tip.
I want to be clear. Yeah, you did.
I'm skipping ahead. We'll get there.
He's so mad.
So, anyways. Tell her.
So,
go ahead, Royce. I'm sorry.
So,
Please. I feel the anger that you guys were in Branson. It's a really good story.
Anyway, so Josh just told us what we, and when he said that, I leaned back and like started biting the inside of my cheek going, this motherfucker. But at the same time, like John, you said, why didn't you ask the manager? Dude, it was literally 10 minutes before the ball was going to drop. We were going to try and like go out and do something, not sitting there paying while it turned midnight.
Yeah, and you know, then he came back and we figured it out, whatever. But he had no interest. But the problem was, I want to be clear, it was 10:30, sure. But there were, the restaurant had a bunch of people in it. We weren't the only ones in there.
Yeah.
So it's not like we were the assholes that were there late. There was a bunch of people that were eating.
He was treating us like we were the ones who came in right under the wire, and we were the reasons why the cooks had to stay up. It's like, it's New Year's Eve, you shit fuck.
He gave you that kind of fucking attitude the second you sat down? What a fucking piece of shit.
It kind of felt that way. He didn't say it right away, but it had that vibe.
It did feel that way. But at the end, we all got our own little novelty champagne bottle that said Level 2 Steakhouse on
Kelsey,
it.
Kelsey, go ahead. Kelsey.
So how much boogers and cum were in your food?
Oh, Kelsey, yes.
Thank you. Someone just said it was 10:30 and that was okay. It was not okay because it was 11:47.
Put your hand down while you're talking.
Oh, okay. It was 11:53, and
it was 10:30 when we got there.
Yeah, it was 10:30 when our reservation was.
How drunk are you?
No, we're talking about
No.
You listen to me. My hand's still up. Royce is right. We had to snap at Josh like this.
Like Kelsey, you weren't snapping. You did the double clap next to your head.
Oh, I did.
Oh, and I started doing the obnoxious, like, you know, third grade kid asking a question from his teacher.
Yes, that's why I did this. So at 11:57 Branson time, he brought us three little wine bottles.
Royce already said that.
It's okay. I'm going to tell my own story. So he brought us three little bottles.
And then what happened?
This is a good recap of our entire stay in Branson right here.
Exactly. So there were three little wine bottles, or champagne bottles, I mean. And we walked away and we asked for our picture be taken. And then the bartender started kissing. So we couldn't celebrate with them. Instead, we ran across the bridge that got us to the
hotel. Cool story, Hazel.
Yeah, exactly.
So
and we all celebrated, and I love you, Royce, Marie, Sherry, and Mitch.
Honey, pretty good. Yeah. We got a new client at the bank. We'll make a lot of money. What client? I cannot tell you. It's confidential.
You.
Oh, come on. Why not? No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
So once we finally left, it's finally when it turned midnight, and we heard a whole lot of fireworks going off. By the way, grade A on Branson fireworks.
Yeah, the fireworks were actually really good.
That was ridiculous. Like the because you know how like they kind of conserve like the big booming, you know, explosion ones. Mm-hmm. They had like 1,000 of them in a row. It was really cool. So,
and sometimes you could see the fireworks through the smoke.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Not all the time, but sometimes you could.
So. And then we went back to the house, got super wasted.
And I was up till 4:30 and I redeemed myself for going to bed at 9:30 the night before. That's Boom. Right.
Yeah, we stayed up late New Year's Eve.
That is right.
Stayed up late. We played games. We played pool.
And then everybody started banging. Not each other, but like couples. Like by themselves.
That should have preferenced it. He just immediately. Everyone started fucking.
Joel and Kelsey went to bed because Joel was drunky poo.
Yeah.
And I wasn't feeling well. I was sick, which whatever.
Sick of Anyways. Branson.
And then do we want to tell this story or no?
I don't give a fuck. I'm not
going to hear all the stories.
It wasn't my story. I heard about it the next day. So Cakes, ask Mitch and Sherry what they did.
Mitch, Sherry, what did you guys do?
We played pool.
We hung out and had family-friendly fun.
Playing pool.
Oh, come on. What'd you guys really do? Come on.
Ask them more. We played pool.
Sherry, how engorged were your wine titties?
He stuck his pool stick in my pocket.
No, that's not true. You guys had sex on the pool table.
You guys had sex on the pool table in a local restaurant?
That would be ridiculous. It was on the pool table
while Royce Marie might have been making out on the couch.
Yeah, so whatever.
Right next to us.
So there's a pool table in the basement of this cabin.
Yes.
And they filed it. They filed
it. Did you guys warp the bedrock?
They may as well have.
We tried waiting for Royce Marie to go back, and I was bound and determined to have sex on that pool table. And they weren't going to bed, so
just kind of suck up.
See, because see, here's the thing: I had the same plan that they did, and I was we were holding out. I was like, "Our Mitch and
you guys
Sherry
all should have had an orgy on the fucking
good,
pool
good
table.
Bed, good bed." So
the
they
pool
did
table
it.
Was mine.
They got, yeah, no, Sherry had marked it. Sherry crawled on that pool table when Dutch and Kelsey were still up, and she didn't move from the pool table.
She was on there for a long time. We were on there for a while.
She fucking basically rubbed her scent on it, and it was hers.
Oh, wait. Right? Well, yeah.
By the way, just in case you were wondering, be careful because pool tables will give you rug burn.
Yes, I know.
I didn't have that issue.
I almost forgot. That was also the evening that, since we were all so excited about seeing Acrobats of China earlier on that day, we decided to do our own acrobatics.
In the bedroom?
In the basement, where us girls just tried to tumble with each other like they were doing.
Yeah, they started wrestling.
They look ridiculous.
And isn't that called scissoring?
No, it was somersaults. It was, and then some wall twerking. But
was there a lot of backwards crab walks?
No, there was none of that, but definitely have bruises on both of my knees, like hardcore.
Whoa.
Now, from all the tumbling that we did. Kelsey was a little, she's like, nope, we're somersaulting now.
She's like
grabbing
Marie's ankles and saying, grab mine. So then they're trying to do like the roll thing.
The men should have been going parkour.
Oh, wait. Before Mitch and Sherry had sex on the pool table, Sherry and Marie swapped bras for no reason.
No, there was a reason. We figured out we had the same bra size.
If any parents of mine or hers are listening, we were in bed.
They were sleeping. They were sleeping. They were being good.
We were not part of it.
They were not. We were being good.
Thank God my parents don't listen.
Yeah, look at that basement. Isn't that great?
All we did
what the hell's the maintenance man?
Oh, there you go. Okay, look at the basement.
All we did was bra swap.
Okay, look at
oh, it looks so fat.
See that pool table?
I thought that was the maintenance worker.
See that pool table? I did on that pool table. And see that couch? Marie and Royce made out on that couch.
So it was pretty far away from each other. It's a good, like, 4 feet. 3 to 4 feet.
The best part is Royce and I kept peeking over at, like, the
oh, my God. It never, like, that.
We never made eye contact, but we kept peeking to see if each other was looking.
Is it safe to say that those columns were defiled as well?
No, the columns were fine. No. But it doesn't matter if they maybe messed up. It's under Kelsey's name anyway. So
it's true. I didn't make that.
That's a pretty boss-ass fucking pool table.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was. And
it's okay, even more
how
boss
awesome
now.
Was the trip just for all of us to be together? Playing games.
You're wrapping up the entire thing. We haven't really finished everything yet.
Yeah, we got 30 minutes left. What the hell?
But right before...
Well, fuck me. John.
Okay.
Okay.
Egg cakes. How was your New Year's?
Well...
Are you trying to... stop. Hold on. Stop trying to run the show. What are you doing?
I'm...
You're my girlfriend. You're not the fucking producer of the show now. Tell us to move it along. We'll move it along.
My New Year's was actually pretty sad, but you guys should continue with yours.
Well, there was only one day left after... there was 2 days. There was Friday and Saturday. So Saturday was kind of a chill day. No. What do we do Friday?
Friday was New Year's.
Friday was New Year's Day.
Joel was so hungover, he had to wear his glasses, and he kept taking them off. He goes, "I look so stupid, guys. I look so stupid.
It's all like self-conscious. I'm like, I don't know if that guy who wears glasses inside, but it actually helps.
Yeah, and
especially
then
in this house, because it was all windows, like, dude, there was so much. Like, at 6:30 in the morning, you couldn't hit the snooze button because the sun's right in your eyes.
That's true. Yeah. That's how they all get up so early, because they just have houses with giant windows.
Yeah, the old people in Branson.
Can I say, to be fair, now that I'm looking at the game room of the, I have the picture of the game room where Mitch is a maintenance worker that's in the chat room. It really does look like the set of a 90s porn. Right, Dutch? Like, look at it.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yep.
Oh, God.
So,
there's a sign back there, by the way, guys, because the cabin owner's really edgy. It said, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, but...
Oh, God, what a fucking asshole.
Here's the thing, though, is that they had a chalkboard, and Marie, while she was inebriated, decided to take pool blue chalk and, like, say, happy 2006.
But she drew a penis.
She drew as a penis, and it was coming, and then made the letters happy New Year's.
They didn't have regular chalk.
So she drew a penis.
And I left it.
Yeah, we didn't leave it.
Oh, boy.
So, speaking of, we were going, they have a guest book.
We never did write in that guest book.
We were going to, but we got too messed up.
We intended on it.
I saw a photo of said guest book.
The guest book had someone that wrote that they got entertainers of the night.
I wrote in it for us.
Yeah. Oh, good. Thank you.
Oh, because we wanted to write like old Civil War letters, like Ken Burns documentaries.
Yeah.
We wanted to write, Dearest Abigail,
it's the 43rd night here out on the battlefield of Lexington at Concord.
My friends, tonight is December 31st, and my friends Mitch and Sherry have defiled our pool table. Please send some Ajax and a scrubbing brush at your earliest convenience.
Oh, okay. So we were flipping through that, and we found one passage of a guy who was clearly talking about how him and his buddies for their bachelor party got hookers.
Oh, yeah.
Bryce has it.
Do you have the picture
of it?
It's
on my wall. I'll grab it.
Okay, cool. But while he finds that, like, we're flipping through and just reading, like, majority of it was just like family's gone, this place is so nice, and the lake is right there, and the fishing was good. And then, you know, the guy with his hooker story, and we got to assume that there was a lot of stories that people, like, just, you know, the owners of the cabin ripped out because all just pleasant things, and they must have skipped over that one. And then we went to one where it was just like this horribly drawn caricature, and at the top it just said Bob Saget.
It didn't look like Bob Saget.
Not at all.
Bryce has to just post it.
So
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm already there.
So I mean the other things that we went to, we found an old timey general store called Dick's 5 and 10.
Yeah.
Dick's
was there.
Okay, there's the
let me see it. Pull it up.
Had a great time here for our buddy's bachelor party. So many great areas around the cabin for the entertainers of the night, in quotes, to showcase their skills. Many, many, many soft drinks were consumed, along with numerous health conscientious meals. Love the docks were so close for our use and safe and calm night swims and dips, as in all in a wonderful venue for all intents and purposes. P.S. Keep an eye out for those. What was it? Lab. I don't know what it says. But
hose.
So basically,
signed Hugs and Kisses, Michael Bublé and Company.
So I can't tell if they were being tongue in cheek or if they completely made it up.
They thought they were being funny, but they're stupid.
I thought it was hilarious.
I think that actually happened.
No, because the handwriting is way, 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 way too good for it to actually happen.
I don't know.
Yeah. What are you, a sexual handwriting expert?
I'm like, what are you, an expert? How do you know that?
I took calligraphy in college.
You taking calligraphy is not a reason that you know someone's getting laid.
You know.
Dude, certain pen strokes, that they all.
I know how to write cursive, so I know if someone's lying.
No, I know how to draw. I know how to do calligraphy. Calligraphy is not cursive, sir.
Oh, that is the whitest thing. That is the whitest thing John has ever said in his life.
Starting off 2016 right, boys.
Calligraphy is not cursive.
That is not
cursive. Wow. Sir. Excuse me.
Excuse me. This is, I know calligraphy, and you, sir, are no calligraphist.
Calligraphist sounds like a fucking dirty porn movie.
Does, right?
The Calligraphist Cookbook.
Oh, shit. So anyway,
one thing we haven't mentioned was that earlier in the week, went to go get the Branson, like, you know, fun pack travel book thing, which didn't help us at all.
Oh, no, Sherry,
we but we drove down the Branson Strip. Now, for, I mean, if anybody who hasn't been listening to the show, if you're new, Branson, Missouri is supposed to be the Vegas of the Midwest.
I thought it was America's Crackle
and
Barrel.
And it's actually, yes, it's actually just a circuit city of the Midwest. It used to be impressive, but now, why the building's still there?
Now it's just an H.H. Gregg.
You drive through that dismal gray brown town, like their strip, their little quote Vegas strip during the daylight, it's the saddest thing, John, because like they have these... They have these like theaters and it'd be like the Oak Ridge Boys, mini golf, laser tag.
Why didn't you guys do that?
Old-time photos. Dolly Parton's Dixie Stampede, mini golf, laser tag. Hey, here's the, you know, the some family, the Haygoods. You've never heard of them.
I will.
Golf, dude, there was 18,000 mini golf courses in this town. And it drove me nuts.
I will say me and Mitch said the most redneck thing ever. When we went to go get groceries that morning, it was just me and him. We went to a Missouri Walmart. If you haven't been into a Branson, Missouri Walmart, you haven't lived
it
life.
It was everything you could have. Everything you could have ever imagined it to be.
It was... Okay, we walk in, we go to get an extension cord. We need one because Mitch brought his Cody XBMC thing so we could watch TV. And we go and we get the extension cord, and it said, you know, $7.99. I was like, $7.99?
So $7, $8, something like that.
$8 for, you know, a 12-foot extension cord. So we grab that, and I grab a soda, and we go to pay. And already the person in front asked for $20 cash back. But this guy, this little weird old midget, closes the door. And so now he's trying to call for a manager to open it. And we're like, why don't you just... ring us up, and when you open the drawer for us, give her the $20.
This guy looked exactly like in the Blacklist. He was that fat, bald hacker dude with the glasses.
Yeah, the guy that works at the DMV.
Yeah, he looks exactly like that dude.
So then he goes to ring us up, and he goes, how much was the extension cord? Because he couldn't scan it. And Mitch, joking around, goes, 99 cents. He goes, no, I'm just kidding, whatever, no. And then the guy's like, well, how much was it? What, a buck? I go, yeah, a buck. So then he goes in there and he puts in $1, and then he has to spell extension cord incorrectly.
He's over his keyboard like this. He's like E.
He spelled extension cord
keys
incorrectly
like
after he couldn't find the X key. It took him. He doesn't understand how a QWERTY keyboard works. He was doing the whole finger over every button, and I know X is hard to find. Bottom left, it's a tricky one. It'll run from you if you're not careful. That X will run from you.
Yeah.
But
like all my X's,
he spelled extension cord wrong, and rang it up for $1. So I think we left Walmart with more money than we came in.
So it was like a casino.
Yeah, it was great.
Now they say Branson's supposed to be like kind of like what, like the Vegas Strip off in the distance. Can you see the? Were you guys close enough, or were you guys too far to see the lights of like Reno or the lights of?
No, Vegas? We didn't see
that's
anything.
Way too far away.
We were.
I don't know. Just like something else that's like more flourishing than Branson is what I'm trying to say.
Well, the Denny's sign was pretty bright.
Yeah,
there you go.
We had a lovely night sky. We didn't see any lights from where we were.
So we cook most of the time, which was a good idea. We only went out really that one night. Yeah. And
we toured the Bass Pro Shop.
Oh, and on the speaking of eating really quick, on the way to Branson, it was one of those things where I hadn't eaten for a while. And I was getting like cranky from not eating. And then I realized, oh, I just stop at the next whatever McDonald's. Then we get on this road that's like 40 miles of wilderness where there's in a McDonald's for 40 miles. I had to crankily sit through the window being hungry and cranky for 40 miles to then put in my mouth what's probably the best tasting McDonald's any human being's ever had. And it was terrible, actually.
That is always the thing. Whenever you're on any kind of like a road trip and you haven't eaten in a long time,
anything tastes good.
Yes, definitely.
But the very last day of excitement, Joel was too sicky poos to go with us.
I was, yeah, my cold / flu, which I'm still sort of in. I was full on into it. And so I just stayed there while you guys decided to go to the tight. So we were going through Branson during the day and seeing all the sadness. The one thing that everybody was like, what the fuck? It was like this huge building that was shaped like the Titanic.
Now, mind you, I want to be clear about this building. It's not just shaped like the Titanic. It has a leak springing out of it with a fountain, and there's an iceberg next to it.
Basically, that is awesome.
Thousands of
No. I'm going to be really rude and totally ruin radio. Royce, can you please explain why it makes so much sense as 9/11 if you made that happen?
No.
So
did I totally fuck that up?
Why? What are you doing this for?
Why? Because it makes sense. I promise it makes sense.
He was getting there. You don't think we all know he was going to get there eventually?
I don't know, but I'm really excited to hear Royce. It's not
hear the setup. You just want punchlines to keep the pigeons from shitting on their lips.
Whoa.
We talked for 30 minutes. I just think it's really exciting.
No, you haven't said anything of substance in 30 minutes. You've talked plenty.
But I'm really happy for Royce and what he's going to do.
Stop. You're peeking the mic.
Do it, Royce.
Oh, no, forget it. Forget it now. Anyway, so we went to the... Now you're not getting the joke. So we went...
Well, whenever you guys are done, I want to tell you my New Year's. It was kind of sad and funny.
I promise we'll get to yours. If we go late, it's no big deal.
Okay.
So we went to the Titanic Museum, and it was something to behold.
It was wonderful.
We walk up to the front, and the first thing you do is they give you a paper that makes you become one of the passengers magically, apparently. So it says who you are and how you died or if you died or yada yada yada.
I lived.
I'm the crew, so I died.
I was third class.
I wasn't even there, and I died.
I was first class
for me.
I was Edith Rosenbaum. I was a photographer. No, I was a journalist.
I was not happy in that Titanic Museum.
You were very grumpy.
You had to be crew because you're Cuban.
He's just like looking like, man, I could have fixed that. I could have fixed that.
It was cool because
that's
like,
racism, man. I love to racism, bro.
It was cool because like they had an ice block that felt like the iceberg that got hit.
It was just a block of ice. It wasn't nothing spectacular. And then, I could have stuck your head in a fridge.
And I tasted it.
And then they had water at 28 degrees and a timer to see how long you could keep your hand in the water that was the same temperature that they all died in.
Oh, yeah. So Mitch stuck his hand there. I go, Mitch, here's the trick. You stick this hand in this water and you hold hands for body warmth.
I'm pretty sure the Time Mitch Cumberbatch was in water colder than that.
Now, really, really quick, because I have to back up before the Titanic Museum because this did happen before. We were sitting outside on the lovely deck outside, Dak, and we're sitting out there and we're talking about our drive, whatever. And I go, you know, I wonder how big Yellowstone National Park is. And I'm taking a sip of beer and Mitch goes, it's got to be like 2 or 3 acres at least. I spit the beer out of my nose because it was the smarmiest thing that's ever been said.
I braced myself because I thought he was going to blow his load right on me because I was right across from him.
We're not talking about the pool table night. We're talking about the joke.
Hey, this is about you.
I'm sorry.
So
you had to get up and walk into the cabin
to blow my nose because beer was inside. Because it was a fucking funny joke. Oh God. So anyway, sorry. So sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt the excitement. The Titanic Museum.
Yeah. So they gave us little speakers so that you could listen to stories as you walked through and saw articles that they dug up from the ocean or had from the sister ship and stuff. And so you could listen to the stories. And then they had people that were dressed up in the character. And
yeah. Cause
the
things in your hand, you could put it up to your ear. And I didn't put my ear up to it once. And then I realized everyone's ear's been on this thing. I'm not putting this in my face again.
And it was loud and annoying anyway.
I have one question about the Titanic Museum. Yes. At one point in the Titanic, did they have like a container of water that had like a thermostat put on it, and you're allowed to put your hand in it and see how long you can hold it for?
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? We and Mitch already talked about it.
You said that.
I couldn't hear because people were going, "Oh my god, I have a pigeon and nose and blah, 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 blah."
I was very clearly said by Mitch earlier.
I'm sorry.
So yes, it was there.
Okay,
you just beefed it, bro.
Dude, you beefed.
Beefed.
But they did have a full
recreation of the staircase where Leo met Kate Winslet. And we learned...
By the way, we've already gone through a bunch of crap, and then we get to the staircase, and they're telling us how the stupid staircase was built. And then right after they say that, she's like, and now just 10 more galleries before you're done. I'm like,
No. Did you know that the Grand Staircase was made out of what material that is more expensive than marble back in 1912? What item was more expensive than linoleum?
It was made out of linoleum.
You fucked it up, Sherry.
And linoleum floors, because linoleum was invented right after
linoleum.
After the Lusitania had marble, and so they thought that they would put linoleum in the floor, so it was linoleum.
It's more expensive, dude.
So we went up and watched basically all the people that died, apparently, and it was terrible.
They had a recreation of what the third class cabins would look like, and they had like dresses and stuff from people, and they had like life jackets and stuff from people that like survived and or died.
Ooh, there was the room with the music and the piano, and the lady that was like presenting was like, oh, does anybody know how to play the piano?
No, she was mumbling her way through that. Play piano music.
Some little girl comes and plays the piano, and I knew the song. So in Royce's ear, I started going, Alouette, Chanty, Alouette, Alouette, Chet, Plume, Maria. And he got really mad at me.
I kept giving Sherry death stares.
And then after that, there was this room that was like a theater. And they were showing all this footage of people. And I kept going to Royce and Mitch, and I'm like, how did they get the footage? How did they get the footage of the people in the wall? This is so fascinating, you know?
And I was like,
he was going to punch me.
And then they had an area where they had parts of a deck at different inclines that you could climb up to see how hard it would have been to climb up the butt of the ship as it was sinking. So it had like 20 degrees and 30 degrees and 45 degrees.
And people talking to you like, and then talking down to you, the guy that was talking down to
that
us.
Fucking Irish guy.
Fucking fist fight this Irish guy.
I was going to say, you guys had a problem with him. I didn't get the full story.
Was he a tourist or was he a guy that worked there?
You guys don't. And he was telling us the story of the fucking Titanic and how it was built here and how the iceberg hit there and blah, 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 blah.
An Irish accent.
No, I don't want to do that.
He was putting on an Irish accent and he was doing this with the whole story. But then he started going into other languages and was looking at Kelsey straight in the eye. And she was getting all annoyed because she was like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And then he was like, did you not know what the fuck I was talking about? Because I was talking in German. Because that's what it would have been like. Because there were a bunch of different people from a bunch of different countries on the ship.
He kept
And how would you ask for help if you didn't know how to speak English?
Now you sound Australian. You got to calm down.
Oh, let's also point out how Kelsey tried doing the deck inclines in stilettos.
Well, you went to a museum like that. I mean, you know, they deserve it. So we did that fucking horse shit.
I'm glad I was sick.
We were in the gift shop, so I kept going to Mitch. I'm like, oh, do you want this authentic plate from the whatever? Royce, this is the authentic heart of the ocean.
And I go,
Royce,
it's a keychain. It's not. It's a keychain.
I'm like, no, it's authentic. And then there was a tea infuser. That was the Titanic that you put your loose leaf tea in now, and your...
They got these at the comic book shop. Can you imagine? I want one to commemorate
the deaths of thousands of people. You can steep your tea.
You're laughing, but wait till you see my fucking 9/11 drink stirrers I got down the pipeline. People are gonna love them.
Say, has enough time passed to where we can actually get to that joke now, Kels? Or no?
Yeah, I did it. I came back around.
Okay, as long as she's satisfied.
One of those tea strips.
Who will buy me a Titanic?
I'm asking. Was that Sherry?
Yeah.
Okay, you're getting one.
Thanks.
Aw.
Wait, hold on. You were asking as if like the other female voices on the show, you wouldn't buy it for certain ones, but you would for her.
Does all the females want one of these tea strainers?
No, you don't have to.
Okay. I hear no's and yeses. So the only one I know that probably said yes was Sherry.
So
what a shitty museum.
It's not good.
It's a great museum.
What a depressing museum.
Shit museum.
It was the
worst. You died playing the cello.
Would you say it's more depressing than the Holocaust Museum?
No, it was fantastic. And apparently it was like the world's largest museum attraction or something like that.
Yeah, they had a weird way of wording that we still to this day don't really know what that means.
$50 to walk in to a fucking piece of shit museum where all you saw was pictures of fucking dead people and explaining how a ship in 1912, which affects us in no way, shape, or form today, except
how the captain of that ship was an idiot.
Yeah.
Except that was it.
All it did was fund a fucking James Cameron exploration because he was bored. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it anymore about the stupid Titanic. And they had half of it, and they try to make it a museum with water squirting out of the side and an iceberg next to it. Come on.
I thought you were joking about the Titanic. That's real.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
That is how I know you.
I can't wait for like the World Trade Center like Yule logs.
Those are going to be great. You know
it. Oh my God.
Where?
Royce didn't let us watch Titanic after the museum. All we wanted to do was watch Titanic, and he wouldn't let us.
We really wanted to.
Thank you, yes!
It's our moment.
Yes, thank you, Mitch.
And if you look to the left, there's a piece of lumber from the sister ship of the Titanic. Isn't it amazing?
It was hand-carved.
Oh, shut up. They were playing this music in the museum?
Oh, yeah. That's why we weren't allowed to take pictures, was because they also had Titanic movie stuff in there, too. And there was copyright infringement.
The real reason they don't let you take pictures in there is because you take a picture and have to buy one for $30.
Oh, I did.
I still took pictures.
By the way, that fucking picture that Marie posted earlier, that was a green screened picture.
Yes.
Yeah, it's our picture and it's on our fridge.
But that's such a fucking like, ew.
You're just jealous you weren't in it.
I'm not jealous. The fact that they are selling for, how much did you pay for that picture?
$30.
$30 for a green screen that is not even in front of the actual boat itself.
How could it be in front of the actual boat itself, dummy? It's at the bottom of the ocean.
Duh.
How about the sister ship replica, dummy? Okay, everything else there.
Zombies. They can Photoshop us like zombies on the bottom of the Titanic ocean boat.
Listen, nothing in that goddamn museum was from the Titanic. It was all from the sister ship.
There was stuff from the real one.
What stuff?
The gift shop.
There was stuff.
Life jackets and...
Yeah, there were lots of life jackets.
Yeah, plates.
There was stuff.
Come on, Mitch.
Anyways.
What? Like, what are you contributing? Like, what are you saying?
I contribute because...
How about you say... You're just saying words. Like, you actually have a full sentence you want to form?
Well, you're there, so it doesn't matter.
No, you're not even... They don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, they do.
Neither do the listeners.
Mitch, post the picture of us on the Titanic.
That was posted earlier. It's right here. Honey.
No.
I love your girlfriend so much.
She's driving me nuts right now.
Oh, I know what you mean. Hold on. Let me just.
Thank you, Mitch.
Let me just post this picture for you that Marie didn't post earlier.
No, she said picture.
He's wrong.
That was already posted earlier, too.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was. I made a comment about it.
Nope. I just posted it.
It wasn't.
I just posted it just now.
Shut up.
And Marie did not post it at 10:41.
It's fine.
Yes. You're right. She didn't do that.
It's fine.
So what did we do after the Titanic?
This is why I work every Tuesday and Wednesday night.
This is going great. This isn't going great because are you drunk right now? What's going on? You're being weird.
I'm going to bed.
Please do.
No.
Aw.
Kelsey.
This is why I don't.
It's okay.
This is not. No, you do this to you. Don't make it seem like I'm the one. You've just been babbling all night.
No one even mentioned your name.
I'm on the show.
It's all right. We got through all of our stories.
I figured out that the listeners get fed up long enough to where I actually pointed it out in the last 5 minutes of the show.
That's what I mean. In the last 5 minutes, we got to get to John's story, right?
Oh, yeah. Johnny. Yeah, well,
John, what did you do?
Your mic's going off. Johnny Cakes, what's going on?
Yeah, so New Year's.
everyone else, like, I tried contacting a lot of my friends to see what they were all doing. No one was really answering their phone. So I have a friend that works the door at a strip club, went to a strip club. The funny part was,
how were the titties?
Oh, they were some were spectacular, some were sad. But this particular strip club, they had it probably used to be a warehouse that was renovated, so they had tall roof ceilings. So they had on the main stage, they had two stripper poles that went all the way. They had to be at least 20 feet up in the air, maybe 30. And so what they did at the strip club for the ball drop, they got one of the sevens to hike her way up on top of, all the way up to the peak of the pole. Mm-hmm. And she basically had her legs wrapped around the pole, and she was sprayed outwards her face was pointed towards the ground. And so what she was doing, she was spinning around the pole, and they had a countdown, and she was going down. And mind you, what I should say, prior to her getting up on the pole, it looked like she was coked out of her mind. Just the way that she was working the crowd prior to her turn to go up on stage. And it got down to maybe, 15 seconds, 20 seconds, and she's going down. She went too fast.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And she face planted from the ceiling. She face, but it was one of those, it wasn't just like she fell, like you heard, because she had her hooker boots on, and I guess the hooker boots that she decided to wear were supposed to help as far as preventing friction, but I guess maybe there's too much saliva on the pole or whatever. So
saliva?
Well, I don't know.
Are they licking the pole?
And
juices, then they eat their poo poo.
What I'm trying to get at is that all you heard, aside from people the ambient music in the background and stuff, you heard skin screeching against pole like that all the way, but very violently. It's like
boom. Bitches leave.
But what's great was because I was she was on the pole closest to me. I was actually sitting just maybe 2 feet away from when all this happened. I then stand up. I pull. I grab my
dick back in my pants.
I grab my wad of ones, and I immediately just make it rain.
Good for you, John.
Wait. So did she actually smash her?
Yeah, she was complete. Now, some would say that she probably passed out. Others would say it was probably just. Others would say it was just coke infused, and it was just a wardrobe malfunction that caused her to slide violently down the pole.
Well, how hard did she hit the ground?
Whenever someone tries to go like when LeBron tries to go up for a dunk and he just hits his back on the hardwood.
Oh, when somebody blatantly fouls him.
Definitely sounded like she broke her nose. It was I wish I had, a microphone or something just to get the Foley sound, because it was you can't not replicate it. And there were still seconds left on the clock for the ball, so I missed the ball drop. Saw that ball drop.
Did you kiss anybody or no?
No.
I did fist.
No, there was a shot girl walking around. And this is another funny thing. It was one of those strip clubs where the cocktail waitresses who don't strip and don't do anything
were hot strippers.
Oh, my dear God.
Yep.
And there was this one shot girl who was very, very talented. She's like, hey, you want a shot? It's like, yeah, sure. Why not? So she gave me three shots and I only paid for one. She lined them up in her cleavage and just mushed my face into her cleavage while it was just a mess, but I didn't care.
I was going to say, well, that you must be in heaven. You love titties.
Yeah, she had nice titties. Oh, and I had one girl almost fart in my face.
Oh, that's a real gift.
Almost?
Almost, because like she like bent, she like presented her B-hole and her V-hole to me. And she had to say, "Hey, sweetheart, someone's talking to you." And like I look out of the corner of my eye and I saw the B-hole and the V-hole pulsating. And I turned away. All of a sudden I heard,
"Oh, hot, 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 hot. Hot, 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 hot."
Oh, that's terrible.
So I gave her $1 because I was like, that's talent. But the greatest thing was making it rain on the stripper that needed medical attention.
That's funny, dude. That is funny, actually. So wait, is that all you did? Like, did you just end up going home alone and sad?
I mean, I wasn't sad. It was whatever, you know. Then I went home, and then
I think a lot of people put too much into we have to have a good time on New Year's Eve. I mean, like, I think the at least for us, like, I think we just all wanted to just hang out together. Oh, which, by the way, sorry for listeners for not doing a show. They had no Wi-Fi at this cabin, even though we were told.
So I go to reset the router in the cabin, and I realize it's a DSL cord. I'm like, oh,
even if we did reset, it wouldn't have worked.
So we just used my phone as a hotspot.
We brought our equipment and everything. We just couldn't do a show.
We just couldn't do a show. So,
and Jesus Christ,
the whole point is, it's not like you know those rubes that go to New Year's, the New Year's, or what's it called now?
New Year's
Dick
Steve
Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest and Fergie.
I thought Dick Clark died.
That's the point. Yeah. Still called that. Like, I don't know. But like, it's not that. It's not like everybody feels like they have to have the greatest time, and then when the ball drops, it's got to be this great moment. Well, no. Sometimes you can just be drunk with your friends in a cabin, and one of your friends or who are a couple just fucks into the pool table. That's all you need.
You need a pool table too.
Sometimes you need a pool table,
and a little bit of Disney Scenic.
Oh, yeah.
On a lighter note, after New Year's, because I had friends that had like a really huge New Year's bash that they asked me what I was doing like the following morning. I'm like, nothing. Like, hey, you want to come over for breakfast? And it was like this huge breakfast spread. And they felt so sorry because, like, I guess like they were all asking like, oh, hey, where's John? Like, I thought like, did you invite him? I didn't invite him. I thought you invited him. So it was like. Like, oh, so they had like they gave me like an after New Year's, like they threw like a party for me.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm like, oh, you guys didn't have to do
that. At least you got that.
Because I was like, well, I'm not the one to like, you. They're like, oh, well, we saw you liking all of our pictures. We figured you were going to come. I'm like, I'm not just going to show up to your house. I would prefer to be invited. I didn't think I would. I had no idea they're doing it. It was like,
At least you got that.
Yeah. So. At least I got to see a stripper almost die.
That's awesome.
That's what you call a win-win.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here.
Tomorrow we have to talk about The Hateful Eight, which we all saw together.
Yes, and we're going to be doing the year-end botch list because we weren't able to get to it because we didn't have Wi-Fi at the cabin. So, but yes, tomorrow for a Hippo Juice. Don't forget to tune in for that. But yep. Sherry, why are you better?
I am better than you because daddy is giving medicine and made me a bad girl.
Mitchell?
I am better than you because Sherry and I played pool with our friends watching.
I'm actually going to use that as a term from now on. Marie?
I am better than you because I got to drag my husband to the Titanic Museum and the Acrobats of China.
The what museum?
The Titanic Museum. Sorry, I slurred.
That's a Titanic.
Titanium.
The Titanic.
Oh my God, it's a Titanic.
The Titanium. Johnny Cakes.
I'm better than you because I still know when it's the right time to make it rain on a stripper who definitely needs life support.
Royce.
I'm better than you because I watch my friends almost stain a pool table.
Kelsey, she's waving me off. No, you had plenty to say earlier. Go ahead. Why are you better? She's got nothing. And I'm better than you because I know that if you're going to fly with your girlfriend, you should have double the amount of alcohol. So Don't forget tomorrow, end of year botch list. Hateful Eight review.
Yep.
Even though we saw it legally because we're that big, obviously.
Obviously. It was great getting screener from our pal Quentin.
Oh, yeah. Good friend of ours.
I call him Q Dog. It's cool.
Anything else?
No, I think that's about it.
That's it.
All right, you guys. We'll see you next week. Dustin Royce. Of coins, for the sake of all mankind, for the